Welcome to Conversations. My name is Deanna Lee, and today on the show, our guest is the founder and president of the Johnson Cancer Foundation. Neil Johnson is with us. Hi, Neil.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking time to talk to us today. We want to learn more about the Johnson Cancer Foundation. Can you tell us, how did the foundation begin, and what is it?
Well, the Johnson Cancer Foundation is primarily set up to help kids that have been affected or have cancer attend post-secondary education, and that's through scholarships. And it all began back in 2011 when I had cancer. I was fighting leukemia, and during that time, my oldest daughter was applying for scholarships, and we were getting denied for financial aid scholarships because our tax return said we made too much money. And at the time, we were dealing with hundreds of thousands of dollars of bills. I think it was close to $200,000 over a period of a year that we had to pay. So through that process, once I had my stem cell transplant in 2013, I was talking to my wife, and we said, you know, we need to do something to help future kids like my daughter, Rendy, be able to have a chance to go to college if they've been impacted or affected by cancer. Because you can be a student and not have cancer, but if you're in a family that is dealing with it, it is going to, you know, it's going to affect what goes on. So that's how it all started. And in 2015, I launched it.
And where is the Johnson Cancer Foundation located? Is it here in the Puget Sound?
Yes, it's in Bonnie Lake, Washington. It's kind of ironic. I'm the mayor of Bonnie Lake. I've been the mayor for 13 years. And so living there, and it's basically, it's a home-based foundation, but we, our scholarships definitely are allowed to go out to Pierce County and King County students. So we have we're trying to get a large reach.
We want to find out a little bit more about how you put together your board of directors for the Johnson Cancer Foundation.
Well, you know, a lot of these folks that joined the foundation as directors have all been impacted by cancer. Either they've had a family member, or they've had cancer, or they've had to deal with, friends that have had cancer, but they've had to deal with it. And it's a wide range of folks, from a student to a couple friends from the city, friends from high school, friends from the area. But they're all professional individuals, but they all offer something different. And, you know, I have Melanie Roach, who's a ex-Olympian. She's on the board of directors, and, which is really exciting for us. And, so it's a wide range of folks, different age groups, and we get a lot of ideas and thoughts to make things happen for the foundation.
If someone is listening to Conversations today, Neil, and they would like to apply for a scholarship, how do they do that?
You know, you can just go to the website. It's johnsoncancerfoundation.org. Go to the application, and we have a built-in application right there on the website. You can definitely just, you know, start filling that out. Or if they have questions about, ability to, you know, do you qualify? Could you qualify for the any kind of scholarship? They can email me at neil@johnsoncancerfoundation.org. So either way, I'd be more happy to answer questions, and definitely trying to get the word out there to the folks.
How many scholarships would you say you have been able to give since you started the foundation?
Well, unfortunately, only one, and that was last year to Jessica Lee from Sumner High School. She's going to UW, and she received a $3,000 scholarship. So we were excited last year to finally get a scholarship recipient. And what's kind of transpired here is that the foundation started focused only on East Pierce County schools. And we didn't find we're getting a lot of applicants. So the board decided, which I thought was a good move, is to open it up to students who live in Pierce or King County. And so, and that just happened here about a month ago. So we're hoping that will drive some applicants. And, you know, for example, we have $12,000 ready this year for scholarships. And our goal is to at least give out $3,000 per student. And that could be for vocational school, community college, beauty school, whatever it is. And then we give money based on that.
And how do you choose who gets these scholarships?
Well, through the application process, through the essays, you know, we'll sit down as a board and kind of evaluate. And I think a lot of it's going to come down to just the story and, you know, how they were impacted. You know, if a child themselves had cancer and they're really trying to fight back and do some things, that story could be more compelling.
Tell me, the scholarship you gave out last year was to Jessica Lee. You mentioned her. What type of applicant was she? And I'm sure she is probably such an outstanding individual.
Yeah, you know, and the other part, yeah, and the applications, you know, having a good GPA, you know, being a good student definitely comes into play, being a good, you know, being a volunteer. But for Jessica herself, her mom was living overseas and got sick over there. So she was flying back and forth to go to school and then take care of her mom for her senior year, and which was really traumatic. And so her story was really compelling. She was the only applicant we had, but the story made, you know, it was heart-wrenching just what she had to go through living away from her mom and then traveling back to help her mom. And so we're very happy for Jessica to be able to get some kind of scholarship to help her at UW.
How does it make you feel personally being able to be involved in this and help people like Jessica Lee, who seem to be so worthy of this type of help?
You know, it's tremendous. I mean, the board really works hard. For me personally, my wife and I think about it every day. I mean, I still go through cancer stuff. I still have to worry about stuff, but I get so excited about trying to help other kids and families that have to deal with this stuff, because it's no fun. It's not exciting. If I could make a living and pay my mortgage, I'd be the front runner for the foundation every day of the week. I wouldn't worry about being a mayor or doing a real job. I could just do this, and I'd have a lot of fun at it, because, you know, it's life is bigger than myself. So we got to keep going at it. And if we can help two more people this year, great. And maybe three next year, whatever level. You know, we have a great board. We do tremendous work. We have two fundraisers a year, and hopefully that'll keep things rolling for us.
We're going to talk about those fundraisers coming up and ways that people can help. You're listening to Conversations. I'm Deanna Lee, and our guest today is Neil Johnson. He's the founder and president of the Johnson Cancer Foundation. He's also, you heard him mention, he is the mayor of Bonnie Lake. And if someone is listening today and they want to help out your foundation, how can they do it? How can they get involved?
Well, you know, very easily. They could go to the website, johnsoncancerfoundation.org, click on the donate button, and we have a menu of items there that you can just, you know, pick the, you know, $50, $100, whatever. That'll be great. Or if they just want to get involved to be able to, you know, get the word out, we'll give them some flyers. They can hand things out for us. If they want to work at one of our events, definitely love to do that. So a lot of ways they can help. But if they really want to donate, just going to the website and clicking on donate would be tremendous. Or if they wanted to, they could just mail a check to the Johnson Cancer Foundation, and they can get the address right off the website.
And you have some really great fundraisers that are coming up in October. Let's talk about those, Neil.
Yeah, so the big fundraiser we have coming up here is in 2 weeks, or less than 2 weeks, October 6th at the Swiss Hall in Bonnie Lake. It's our Las Vegas-style auction and dinner. So doors open at 5. Tickets are $30 a person. We're going to have dinner served by the Bonnie Lake High School culinary team. They're one of the tops in the country, so that's exciting to get them involved. Have a lot of great auction prizes, raffles, you know, round trip ticket to Vegas. We have a Seahawks package to the Packers game with a tailgating package. So we have a lot of cool things. And, you know, our goal hopefully is the net out about $10,000 or $11,000. And then that'll really be nice for us. Last year we did about that at our auction. So that's pretty good stuff. And then the other event that we have is in June, the second week in June. On a Saturday, it's our big golf event, and so that's always a lot of fun, too.
And if someone wants to come to your event in October at Swiss Hall in Bonnie Lake, how do they get involved in that, or tickets? What do they have to do?
Well, if they want to go online, we have the tickets for sale online. As soon as you get on the website, you can hit the flyer, and it'll take you right to a menu, so you can order tickets online, or we'll have tickets at the door, and they're $30 a person, and kids are welcome as well. And the doors open, I believe, at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, just go on. It's a casual event. Not, you know, you don't have to show up in a suit and tie. It's just very casual, a lot of fun. And the Swiss Hall definitely is a fun little place in Bonnie Lake.
JohnsonCancerFoundation.org is the website where you can go and you can get those tickets. And can you talk to me a little bit about your personal journey with this, Neil? I know we talked about it a little bit when we began our conversation today, but can you tell your story again about how it led up to you starting this foundation?
Yeah, you know, in 2011, I was diagnosed with CML, a form of leukemia. It went into blast crisis. So I was really in bad shape and in the hospital. And so the bills started racking up, you know, the chemo treatments were $50,000 just for one treatment. So over that period in 2011 between that and the transplant, as the bills racked up, you know, $100,000, $200,000, you know, I was really concerned because we tried to get, my daughter was going to go to, went to a four-year school, but we tried to get financial help and through financial aid, and were denied just because of our income level on our tax returns. You know, hey, it looks like you guys, you know, don't need it. But in reality, you know, we're really close to going bankrupt. And we got lucky. We were able to stay away from bankruptcy because we had a fundraiser in Bonnie Lake. All the citizens came out. We had about 400 people, and that really helped us out a great deal. So it's really passionate to me that we're, you know, it's, we were close to the end as far as, you know, losing our home and things like that. We could have been right there. I just hate to see any other family deal with not giving their child a chance to go to school. And, you know, it's $3,000, $4,000. That's a big number, because that really would have helped us, you know, for my daughter, Rendy. But, you know, we were able to make a go of it and went through it. But it was just disheartening to me. So in 2015, I started the foundation. And one other interesting caveat to all this, the scholarship is named Kevin Patok. And that's after my nephew, who died when he was 21 from leukemia. And he was a really great student. And he had the same fate, you know, where his parents made too much money on paper, and they couldn't get scholarships for his younger brother to go to college. So between their event and my event, you know, what's happened, it really led to this to take off and to make something happen.
We're talking with Neil Johnson today on Conversations. He is the founder and president and also happens to be the mayor of Bonnie Lake for the Johnson Cancer Foundation. And if you want to find them, you want to donate, maybe you would like to apply for one of their scholarships, johnsoncancerfoundation.org. And would you like to one more time give your email address in case they want to reach out to you that way, Neil?
Yeah, definitely. It's Neil, N-E-I-L, at johnsoncancerfoundation.org. So feel free to email me. It'd be more, I'll get back to you right away. And no question's a silly question.
We got it. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today, Neil. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. Have a good one.
I'm Deanna Lee, and this is Conversations.